This is America.
This is the reason Kaepernick was taking a knee.
Heartbroken when I saw that video, I almost couldn't finish it.
Abuse of power.
We gotta start making changes.
There's a virus in police departments across this country.
If I rule the world,
cops arrest.
Good cops know who these bad cops are.
We are my sons.
You have every right to be angry.
Can you tell me why? Every time I step outside, I see my die.
You have no right to perpetrate violence on the very communities that you are standing up for.
A lot of people have been using my father's words.
That all men are created equal.
The only pathway to do this is through nonviolent means.
I'm letting you know that it ain't no gun they make that can kill my soul.
We will bring you justice, I promise.
But if God got us, then we go.
Start making some changes.
And what's good, everybody? This is your boy Ray.
This is Rob.
And this is another episode of NYNJ Real Talk. Well, I don't know if you heard the new one, the new Trump thing that he signed.
What?
Well, I don't know what it's called. It's like the Corona stimulus, whatever the fuck, 401k plan shit. I don't know if you heard about it.
Nah. What's it called?
It's called the Corona Relief Something Act. I don't know the official name. I know it's Coronavirus Something Act. Basically, what they're letting people do is they're letting people go into their 401k plans, and you're allowed to take out a maximum. If obviously, you have to have at least this amount in there, but the maximum is $100,000. So if you have $100,000 or more, the government's allowing you to take that $100,000 out without being penalized or taxed.
Yeah, but then
here's the catch.
But then you're using your money that you were saving for retirement.
Yeah, exactly. But wait, there's more. There is a catch.
But wait, there's more.
All right, you don't get penalized or taxed for taking it out early, as long as you're able to put the $100,000 back into your 401k within 3 years.
3 years. How the fuck? It took me 20 years to save that up.
You exactly. Exactly. So you're allowed to take $100,000 up to, because you don't have to take 100. You could take 50, 10, 5, you know, whatever it is that you feel like you need to get yourself situated again. But the maximum is $100,000. And obviously, you got to have $100,000 or more to take the $100,000 out. But you have 3 years to pay it off. If you don't pay it off within the 3 years, then they penalize and tax you on the money you took out. So if let's say you take out $100,000 out today, 3 years from now, you don't have that $100,000 to put back in. They're going to tell you, all right, cool. Well, the penalties and the taxes is about $20,000. So now you owe us $120,000. You feel what I'm saying?
That's the shit I can never understand. How the fuck do I owe you money for using my money?
Yep. Well, technically, you're not using your money, because technically what the 401k companies are doing is we're going to offer you, it's a loan. It's a loan on money you're not supposed to touch.
The 401, that's your money that's being deducted from your paycheck every week or every other week.
Technically, it's not your money. Technically, it's not your money. It doesn't become your money until you retire. That's the catch. And you know that when you sign up for a 401, you're not allowed to touch that money until the retirement age of, I think, what is it, 59 or some shit?
Oh, but God forbid something happens to the economy and you don't have a 401k anymore. Where the fuck is my money? You're playing with it.
Well, with 401ks, they do give you the right to take money out whenever you need it. The only problem is that when you take the money out, you get penalized. And they also charge you tax, because since they don't charge you tax when you put it in, they got to charge you tax when you take the shit out. They're doing you a favor by letting you take a maximum of $100,000 out now, today. And in 3 years, all you have to do in 3 years is put the fucking shit back. And if you don't, then we penalize and tax you. So again, like I said, you taking out $100,000, I know for a fact, after they take off their 21% in taxes, the penalties and shit, you're looking at like at least $20,000 that they're penalizing you on. At least. And taxing.
So, I ain't got none of that.
So again, you take $100,000 out today, 3 years from now, they want $120,000 back. And if you don't got it, guess what? That's government, Papa. You're like, you're fucked.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, you're going to start getting your paychecks with some garnishment talking about 401k payback. You know what I'm saying? You don't be like, yo.
Some shit like that. Yeah, that'll incorporate something quick to get that money back.
You'll see niggas like, yo, I usually get paid $1,000 a week. Why is my paycheck only for $465? What's this 401k tax? No, I only put 6% into my 401k. Why does it say right here $483 to 401k tax? What's that mean?
That's a dangerous thing to play with if you don't know how to.
Yo, my dude.
You don't know the rules and regulations of that.
So many people.
Like my girl knows the rules and regulations to all that shit because she's done it before. So she know. But the thing is, she ain't never take out no crazy sum like that.
No, of course
she
not.
She took out a little 10, 15 grand, pay it back.
That's easy to pay back.
Why are you paying back your own money? Seems like this is the way it has to work.
It's technically not yours. But it's not yours till you get to that retirement age.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, it's money that gets taken out of your check that you've earned and you've worked hard for, but technically it belongs to that company until you turn that age. But this is where the funny part is, because, like, a lot of dudes at my job, you know, a lot of dudes at my job tend to be a little not so bright with certain things. All these motherfuckers are looking at it like, oh, free paycheck. I'm taking $100,000 out right now today. I've seen dudes take out $100,000 on their shit, and they're showing me the on their phone, the information for the bank. Oh, look, you see, it works. I got $100,000. I'm there like, all right, cool. And 3 years from now, someone from that same exact company is going to say, hey, look, I just got $125,000. Because if you think you're not paying that shit back, you're fucked. That's all federal, man. They're going to take their money back.
Yeah, I mean, they can only take it back if you still got a job. If you quit, they can't do nothing.
My nigga, that's a government fucking agency, bro. As long as they know that you're making a steady paycheck from anywhere, they can garnish your paycheck.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're pumping gas.
Still working, but if you're not working, what are they gonna garnish?
All right, but if you're not working, you also blew that $100,000 3 years ago. How you living? You're gonna sell oranges in the street.
I'm just stating how a mind can work. I take this $100,000. I quit my job. That's a person that has a short term goal. Remember, money is a long game. Money's not the short game. Nope. Money's the long game. Where we come from, the parts where we come from the poor areas, you know? The
motherfuckers want to be hood rich now.
$100,000 is a fucking come up, and they think $100,000 will last them a lifetime.
Nah, fuck
with
that.
No education, $100,000 is going in a week, in a month.
Like the
6 months.
There's a couple of dudes that, like, they brought it up to me. That's how I found out about it, because, you know, I don't really listen to the news.
Yeah.
So one of the guys asked me to fill out all the paperwork for him because he doesn't read English. So I'm there filling out and I'm reading it and I'm telling him, asking him questions, and he's telling me basically what the company told him. And I'm looking at him like, I would not do this. I didn't even want to fill out the paperwork for him because I felt bad. I was like, yo, I feel like I'm fucking you. You know what I'm saying? If I don't tell you this, you know what I mean? I was like, are you going to take that $100,000 and go back to your country? Because if you're going to do that, then I consider that a good investment. Because now you're taking your retirement money and you're retiring back to wherever country you're from. But if you're going to take this $100,000. Yeah. If you're going to take this $100,000 and, like, go buy a new car and buy some clothes and go on vacation, and you're still going to be working here in 5 years, you're fucking yourself in the long run. You're going to be working here for mad years. Yeah. I told him, I was like, yo, you're going to fuck yourself. Because he was already talking about, oh, I'm going to go back to my country for a little while. I'm going to take, like, a long vacation. I'm there like, no, that's not what this money's for, my nigga. Because then when you want to retire, and he's way older than me. I'm in my 40s. He's, like, got to be 20 years older than me. I'm like, dude, like, you're at that age where you need to start worrying about retiring, like, not working ever again. And, like, you're not going to be able to do that when you spend this money. That's what this money's for, by ignorance.
Take it out, or you can take it out and you put it at a high rate interest. Or you put it in a market fund.
Yeah, you know? Even that.
You know, you get dividends monthly or quarterly. However, if you don't plan on working again, you know, that's what you're going to have to do with the money. Because when the money's in the market, it can't be taxed.
Yeah, but the problem is that you put $100,000 in the market today and tomorrow might not be there.
Yeah. Well, you got to get a good money manager, a market manager.
Yeah, but right now, the way the stock market's looking right now, it doesn't matter what kind of manager you got. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got bread.
It does. It actually does. And because, like me personally, remember, you can buy and you can sell.
Yeah.
So me, I've been shorting the market. I shorted the market last week. I made a few dollars. I went on the long run again. Like, I just been playing with the dips, you know? Oh,
Yeah, but see, the average person doesn't know about that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? You've gone to school for that stuff. A lot of these guys that work at my job, I tell them all, yeah, look at the dips. They're going to be like, dips what? No, I only do triceps and biceps. You know what I'm saying? Like, half of these motherfuckers don't know how to use their smartphone, never less know how to use a computer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have one dude tell me about Robinhood, and he's like, oh, Anthony, you know about Robinhood? And I was like, the guy from the cartoon? And he was like, oh, yeah, he's from that too. But no, look, it's an app. You could buy stocks. And I'm like, okay. And he's showing me, and I'm there. I already have Robinhood. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at him like, okay, show me what you got, homie. And he's showing me his little portfolio, and everything's red. I was like, you know, red's not a good color in the stock market, right? I know. It's been a bad day. And I'm looking at him like, apparently, nigga, it says that your account's nigga $350. I was like, how much did you invest? Oh, like $5,000. I'm like, so you invested five and you're negative three. Yeah, okay. Turn that shit off, please. It's like, yo, unless you got time to be fucking watching that shit all day, like you said, where you're able to sell when you need to sell and you buy when you need to buy. But you got to be on that computer watching that shit all day.
All day. That
becomes your job.
All fucking day.
Because if you're not doing that and you're just doing like me where I put in pennies and dollars here and there and I hope for the best at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time. I got Robin Hood too. I don't got time to be looking at shit all day. You know what I'm saying?
See too. Like the stock market is not something you want to do. So all you're going to do is invest and leave it there.
Yeah, try. Try to invest.
Yeah, try. See, that's the thing too. A lot of people just go in and they be like, oh, this stock, or they told me to buy this stock. Buying stocks, like seriously, just buying and holding it. It has no intricate value, dude.
Yep.
Unless you buy it really low. But like
really
somebody
low.
Go in and buy Amazon stock at $2,400 right now,
mm-hmm.
and you hold it for 20 years, you ain't making shit.
Yeah.
You're not making nothing.
Well, that's the shit too.
That price go up and down, up and down.
That's the shit too. You got a lot of these like apps, like Robinhood. I know Robinhood does it for a fact. Like, if I want to buy Amazon stock, right, and I don't have any knowledge about stock market shit, and I have $12 to spend, I could buy $12 worth of Amazon stock.
Now. They just started that.
But that's the shit. What a lot of people don't understand is, yeah, you bought $12 worth of Amazon stock, but you didn't even buy a share yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that little bit that you purchased, that little bit you purchased isn't a share. You don't own shit. It's kind of like the change in your pocket. So instead of owning that dollar, you have 10 cents in your pocket. That's what you bought. You bought 10 cents worth of something. What good is that?
That's why I say it like this. If you're just going to buy stocks and hold it and hope for the best, look for stocks that pay dividends.
See, like with so me. With me, I started. Me, I have that Robin Hood shit, which is fine, you know, for like the everyday person, I guess.
Dude, Robinhood has a bad name. Like, a lot of people talk shit about it, but that's what I trade my options on.
Yeah.
And if you know what you're doing, you're going to make money, no matter. Like I always say, it's not the fucking school. Every school has the same access to all the information. You just have to know how to analyze it. You have to want it. Like, Robinhood has a fucking shitty name. But you got to use it for what it's for, to make money, make and lose money. If you know how to do it,
any
platform.
My only gripe with Robinhood is that they don't have everything on there.
No, they don't.
See, like, I was taught, like, back when I was a little younger, I had a friend that was a day trader. My grandfather was really into that shit, and I learned from both of them. Like, I used to have these fucking big-ass books that my grandfather gave me with companies on the stock market, and it gave you a breakdown of everything and every company and the ups and downs and all that shit. So I learned how to read that shit. So when I want to invest money in the stock market, which I don't really, I rarely do, I like to research. So that's what I did. Like, a friend of mine put me on the Robinhood shit, so I was like, all right, cool, I'm going to put in $100, and I'm going to see what I want to invest in. I'm going for the penny stocks, because at the end of the day, $100 ain't going to get me a share of shit that's worth anything right now. So all you could do is put shit into a penny stock and hope that that penny stock 10, 20 years from now blows the fuck up.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
So I did my research and I'm there looking at the stocks because I'm doing the old school way, the way I was taught by my grandfather. And I'm online and I'm like, all right, cool. Best stocks for this, best stocks for that. I want to invest in some weed stocks. So I'm looking at like weed companies and shit. And I see a lot of these companies are like agriculture companies where they grow like tomatoes and fucking other types of vegetables and shit. I'm like, all right, cool. There's a lot of them like that. But I don't want to invest in a company like that because their main source of income is the agriculture part, which this coronavirus shit, COVID shit, whatever the fuck it's called, made all those companies dip. They're not doing good because when your main product is vegetables and the stores aren't buying vegetables like that, restaurants aren't open to buy your vegetables, those companies are taking hits. So I'm like, all right, cool. I want to invest in a weed company whose main source of income is from medical marijuana. I want to invest in a company that has more to do with, like, you know, the cultivation of marijuana than tomatoes. So I did my little research. I found a couple companies. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm going to invest in these two different companies. I'm not going to say their names because I'm not trying to do no insider trading. And I go onto Robinhood, and I don't find the companies there. And I'm like, why aren't they there? Like, they should be there. Both these companies have been around since 1998. You know, the company's been around on the fucking stock market for a while. That's when I realized they only cater to one part of the fucking stock market. Was it the NASDAQ?
No. Well, two. What you can do, if you don't find that specific stock, like say you're looking for Facebook stock, and it's not on Robinhood, right? I mean, it is on Robinhood. I'm just saying, for example, and it's not on Robinhood, you have to look to see who really owns that company, and then say Facebook was owned by Samsung, and Samsung is on Robinhood. You look to see what company Samsung owns. Samsung owns Facebook. Okay, let me purchase my stock from here. You can do that.
Yeah.
You have to look internally because a lot of companies own the smaller companies.
Yeah, of course.
Like I learned that from trading. I was like I started opening up little I started clicking on certain companies and reading the whole thing. I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers own these shit, that. I'm like, oh, shit. All right. Well, this is the mother stock right here. Let me purchase or let me short this one, you know?
Yeah.
Like the S&P 500, the Dow Jones. Mm-hmm. Those are the main thing that holds all these other stocks within.
Well, that's like I shot you out a text. I was like, oh, I'm looking to throw some money in the market. Can you give me a couple of things I should look at? And I think you gave me, what was it, GE? No, you gave me Ford?
Yeah.
You gave me a list of a couple of names, but I think it was Ford. No, was it Ford or GE? I forget which one. It was one of those fucking car companies.
Anything I gave you definitely was paying dividends.
All right. I forget which one it was, but I did research on all of them, and I noticed that one particular main company had bought their shit. They also bought McDonald's and two other companies out. So it was like under all one umbrella. But the company that bought the four things out, because I guess they purchased the four companies from another company, like umbrella company or whatever. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I don't know the technical fucking stock market terms, but I know it was one company bought out, I guess, the contracts for these other companies, and they let, I think it was GE and McDonald's go. They really only wanted the other two, but it was a package deal, so they had to buy all four, and now they're selling, I think it was GE and McDonald's. I swear to God, I think it was GE and McDonald's. But I think that's why their stocks were crashing. Like, their fucking shit was really low. Right?
Possibly.
Because companies be doing that. They be buying out bigger, you know, big companies be buying out these other companies and throwing them under their wing, and people start investing because all those people bought them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, that happens all the time.
And then they let them go, and then all of a sudden people get scared, and they start selling their shit because, oh, fuck, the company let, you know, GE go. Now, you know, their stocks are shit, you know.
That's the shit. It could be a fluff, you know, to make money, because the hedge funds do that. Like they'll buy PL by Pamela, get people to spread the word, like, yo, this is the spot to go get your face done, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and boom, stock goes through the roof. They made their money. They start liquidating their stock because that's it. They made like $20 million on this shit. Pull out. You see that stock's starting to dip, and then the company goes to shit.
Like what happened with Bitcoin, 2 years ago?
Bitcoin ain't going nowhere, bro.
No, but I'm saying Bitcoin had that influx where it jumped up to 20. It got to like, what, 21, yeah. 22, and then all of a sudden it fucking, you know, flooded out. Went back, yep. I think it's at 9 now, but 9 isn't 20, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of motherfuckers were jumping ship. They're like, oh, 20, now's the time to sell.
Yeah, but like I'm watching Bitcoin on the market right now, and dude,
yeah, it's got a slow come up.
Waves. And a lot of other coins are gonna start making waves real soon.
Well, I'm gonna throw this in there for everybody. Everybody who's listening to NYNJ Real Talk, buy Litecoin.
Yeah.
Cause I have one and I need to sell it. and I don't own no partial. I own one whole fucking coin, and I need that shit to fucking sell.
It will.
A lot of people don't know about me is that pickup truck that everybody sees me driving in. Yeah, that was purchased with Bitcoin. I put $2,500 in. I took $8 out, and I bought myself a fucking pickup truck. So it does work. It does work if you know how to make it work. I just sold at the right time.
That's the thing. You did it smart. You went in, you made your money, you pulled out. A lot of people go in, they see that shit going higher, 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 and they be like, yeah, I'm going to just hold it. Like, no, nigga, you got to take profit.
Yeah.
Take profit. Don't let it all sit there and rot, because when it drops back down to where you initially entered, your money ain't doing nothing but sitting there. Yep. It ain't make nothing.
Well, what I did is I put my $2,500 in, and then when I got to a point where I was making profit, I pulled my $2,500 out. So right now, like, the way I was doing it is I took my investment out. Whatever is in there is all 100% profit, whether I lose it or win it. You know what I'm saying? And it kept going up, kept going up, and I was like, you know what? I got enough in there to buy a vehicle. I need a new car, and I pulled the money out, and I fucking bought a new car.
That's exactly how you're supposed to do it. Once you pull out your initial investment, so you're like, all right.
Whatever's in there is now just profit, yeah. Yep.
I can make money with the profit. You don't want to lose the profit, but you won't feel as hard if you do.
Yeah, that's why when it...
Now you have your initial investment to back you up just in case your profit tank, you could go back in with your initial investment.
Like, I had a lot of people who, you know, the haters come out. When Bitcoin was doing well, I was pushing that shit on everybody. I was telling everybody to go on Coinbase and go buy coins. And, you know, this is how you do it. It's so easy. And I was telling that shit to anyone that had ears. And then when that shit tanked and it fucking was like hitting, you know, back down. I think it jumped all the way down back to like 3,000, right?
Yeah.
I remember it went pretty low. And everybody was coming up to me like, ha, 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 hey, Bitcoin, you know, fuck Bitcoin. Bitcoin sucks. Oh, how much money did you lose? I was like, I didn't lose any money. They're like, oh, but it went down. I was like, oh, but I sold it before it went down. They were like, oh, but you have nothing to show for it. But like, you see the fucking black pickup outside with the two big ass American flags on it? I bought the flags with the Bitcoin too, homie. God bless America.
Like, yeah, it is what it is, man. Everybody, you see, people will only, if they don't understand it, they'll berate it, they'll belittle it.
Yep.
You know? And that stems in every form of life. Every form of life. Like nobody's ever happy. Like, you fucking go and you show people, look, I bought a black pickup truck. Yo, why didn't you get the red one? What the fuck? You can't just be happy that I got one?
But that's haters, though. Because I had plenty of people telling me, oh, that truck is old. It's like, yeah, but it's new to me. I own a brand new vehicle. You know, I have a brand new vehicle, and my wife drives that shit around. But I also need one for myself. I don't need it to be brand new because fuck, I don't make enough money to do two fucking car notes. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But I've had people tell me, oh, your truck is like 20 years old. Blah blah blah.
Speak to yourself in the most positive form, right?
Yeah.
It's not that I can't afford it. It's that I don't want to. I have my car. I'm happy with my car. I don't need a new one.
If I could, I would have a new one. I can't afford that shit because I'm a realist. I'm not trying to live outside. There's a lot of people that live outside their means where they struggle. Yeah, but they show off. They'll struggle at home, but like, oh, but look at my fucking $100,000 car in the driveway that I can't drive because I can't afford the gas in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't see that point. I enjoy my pickup. My pickup needs a little TLC, but it's mine. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's paid off. It's under my fucking name. And you might, I've known you, what, like 8-9 years?
Yep.
Do you remember how we met? Like how we became friends?
I really don't. Probably.
I could tell you when we became friends. You know when we became friends? When you were like, yo, aunt, you need a car? Here's the keys to this fucking Honda that I have in my yard that I need to get rid of anyway. So here, take it.
I gave you the fucking beer because I didn't want it. I didn't. It's not that I didn't want it. I didn't need it, and you needed it because I remember you was like, "Yo, fuck, I need a car." And I was like, "Well, you can't afford one."
And that's when we became friends because I even told you. I even pushed Toussaint to the side, and I was like, "Yo, Rob, like, I remember talking to you on the side, like, yo, I ain't got money to be paying you for that shit. I don't got no bread. You know, I'm a little broke right now. Things are a little tight."
I told you, I didn't ask for no money.
You were like, "Nigga, the only thing that you gotta do for that car is fix the front. The front smashed in." I didn't fix it. You got to fix it. That's the only thing you got to do. And the car's yours. I was like, are you for real? I drove that shit for 4 years like that.
With no AC.
And when I was able to come up, yeah, that shit had no AC. That shit was rough. When I came up with my up, you know, I was like, all right, cool. I want to do the same thing Rob did for me to somebody. And I was like, who should I give the car to? I was like, hey, Rob, do you want the car back?
And at that time, I needed a second car. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll use it for the time being. Until shit started going wrong with it, I was like, yeah, donate that shit. I ain't fix it. Because, yo, dude, it was costing me more to fix it than the car was worth.
Yeah, well, that shit was a 94 Honda?
I think it was like a 94, 95.
I think the gas we were putting in was more expensive than the car was worth. All I know is that every time I drove that car, I had to fill that shit up with brake fluid. That shit needed brake fluid at every place I went to.
Yo, that's the one shit. We brought it back and you told me, like, yo, something's wrong with the brakes. I think the lines are fucked up. I drove the shit and I had that brake pedal down to the floor and the car was still rolling. I was like, yeah, I gotta get this shit fixed.
Yo, I, in the morning, I'd have to fill it up, drive to wherever I wanted to drive to. And then before I would leave there, I would have to fill that shit up again because it would leak. And no one knew where the fuck it was leaking from. I think one of my mechanics was like, it's going to cost more to fix the brake line than the car you could actually sell the car for. I was like, yeah, that doesn't sound like something I want to do then. I was like, I'll just keep paying the $10 for the fucking brake fluid and keep filling that shit up, you know.
Yeah, but look how shit like that turns out. Like, when T was moving out his crib and the spot that he was living at before, it had a brand new fridge and all that. And the nigga called me and was like, yo, Rob, the fridge in my crib, I don't need it. Do you want it? And at the time, I was like, yo, how much are you selling it for? He was like, I ain't selling it. I'm asking you if you want it. I was like, he's like, all you got to do is come take it apart and take it.
Yep.
I was like, you serious? He was like, yeah. I was like, holy shit. I fucking went to the U-Haul real quick. I went to his crib. I took that shit apart, took it out. And then, see, not everything needs to be sold for profit, man.
Yep.
Not everything needs to be sold for profit. If you know somebody that needs something and you don't need it and there's no reason to make a profit off of it, dude, go ahead.
Donate.
You know how much shit I've given away?
Well, if you ever want to give away money, just feel free to leave it.
I've given away so much shit. It's not even fucking funny. It's not even like the Ultima. I bought it off of T. I think I gave him like a stack for it.
Okay.
And the nigga needed a car. And I didn't need that car no more. So what I did, I just gave it back to him. I was like, hey, I used it for what I needed it for.
Yeah.
You need a car? Yeah. Nah, you ain't got to give me no money back for it. Take the car back.
That's how it is sometimes, man. I don't need it. That's how it is.
And that's one thing people that, my closest friends, like, yeah, everybody knows that's the type of person I am. If I got it, you got it.
Yep.
If I got a fucking quarter, we each got fucking 12 and a half cents, nigga. What we gonna do with it? We gonna figure something out.
That's when you gotta look around and be like, yo, there's too many niggas here. He only got a quarter. Get the fuck out of here.
One thing my father always said is like, yo, you could always get food. Always offer food.
Yep.
I didn't understand that until I got older. So, like, if I can't eat in front of somebody that's hungry.
Oh, I can.
I can't do that.
I can.
Like, I can't do that. If I'm eating and I know you're hungry, I'll share my food with you.
There's a reason why I'm fat. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason why I'm fat. I look at you like prison. Be like, nigga, why are you looking at my food? Put my hand over the plate and shit.
Because you share.
Yeah, I know. I share. I share when I want to. I got to like you, though. Like, you know, I ain't going to just give that shit to nobody.
That's it. Like, my boy that worked at Fedway, the spot I used to be contracted to.
Yeah.
He's Muslim. And when he would practice he would do the whole, I think it's called Ramadan when they don't eat.
Yep.
Is that all right? Yeah. When they don't eat. And I'm there, I'm heating up my food. And I'm there, and the food is smelling great because my mother-in-law can fucking cook her ass off. So I'm there eating and shit. And niggas in the office is like looking at me and laughing like, yo, you fucked up. I was like, wow, what the fuck did I do? They're like, yo, dude, you know the dude is doing Ramadan. He can't eat. And he's just like there smelling the food, shaking his head like, yo, I'm so fucking hungry right now. I walked out and I stood on the fucking dock, on the warehouse dock, eating my food because I felt bad. I was like, shit, I can't be fucking eating and this nigga's starving. But he's starving for his religion.
That's different.
Which I still don't understand to this day. I really don't. What religion asks you to starve yourself? Well,
Christians and I think Catholics do that shit too. It's fasting.
That's why I don't follow no religion. I do pray. I do what I feel is right about following a religion, how I feel to follow it. I don't do it. I don't follow the instruction manual on the religion that I practice.
I think people, I think Christians do it. It's called, I think it's for Lent. Not everybody does it. Like, you're not supposed to eat. It's supposed to be the sacrifice that you're giving because, well, in Christianity and like, Catholics, it's that shit that Jesus did where he had to walk for so many days.
I follow the Hindu religion, and according to me, how I'm supposed to follow it, on Saturdays, I'm supposed to fast until the sun goes down.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't. I tried it.
It's a sacrifice.
And it wasn't for me. But I'm not. I cannot go without eating all day.
Yeah, of course. Like, especially when you're used to eating. But the whole thing is that you're sacrificing something that you do daily or something that you need daily, and you're giving that up for your God or whatever religion, your spiritual thing, spiritual leader.
I still pray. I still do my meditation. I do all that. I just don't follow the instruction manuals to it. I do it my way.
That's like last year?
I'm happy with the way I do it.
Last year, I was like a little pissy at work. So for Lent, what I gave up was talking.
Yeah, I remember.
So, I Googled like how to do sign language and shit, which I don't know how to do. I still don't know how to do. And I basically left a note on my jacket that says, you know, I gave up speaking for Lent. Don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? And it was the most glorious fucking, you know, 2 weeks of my life. I did that shit for 2 weeks. You know how peaceful it is not to talk to a bunch of fucking idiots for 2 weeks?
No, nigga, I know. Trust me. I don't talk, period. The only time I talk is around you, Mike, a few of my boys, and my wife. And my kid. Other than that, I don't really fucking talk. Because a lot of people ain't worth my breath.
Yeah, it's true. It was funny, though, because when I first did that shit, like, the people at my job were like, oh, the higher-ups aren't going to let that shit ride. And I'm looking at them. I'm looking at them like it's a religious thing. Like, they could tell me no, but they have to physically sit there and sit me down and tell me no and give me a reason. You know what I'm saying?
And not only that, and then they got to be ready for this religious lawsuit that I'm about to hit them with.
So what I did is... 2 days before I started it, I hit HR up with an email saying, yo, I'm giving us talking for Lent, and I'm going to do it for 2 weeks. Because I think Lent is like 30 days. I forget how long it is. I was like, I'm only going to do it for 2 weeks because, again, this is something I've never done before, and I want to see if I could do it, and I want to see how long I could do it for. So I did it for 2 weeks, and it was fucking glorious. Motherfuckers will come up to me and start talking, and I look at them and I'll just tap on my shoulder because I had a little note that says I gave up talking for Lent, I cannot speak, and I'll just point at it, you know what I'm saying? And people just be like, oh, and they'll walk away, and I'm like, oh, yo, the headaches, because after like the first week, when the second week started, they're like, oh, you're still doing that? And I'll just shake my head yes, and walk away, and people just leave me alone. Like, that second week was so quiet. Like, I wish I could have continued doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my daughter learned sign language in school, so when I'd be, like, asking her, like, hey, baby, you hungry? You want breakfast? She hits me with sign language. I'd be like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're telling me.
Yo, it's not easy, bro. It's not. I was trying just to learn the letters and shit, how to say like your name and shit. Yo, it's not easy.
Yeah, I bet. I'll be watching like when Cuomo does his daily
speech,
and they interrupt the channel, and they always have the
white lady in the corner
doing it.
Yeah,
yo, dude, I'm not gonna lie, that shit. It be driving me up the wall with laughter, yo, because these niggas be looking like they throwing up mad gang signs.
Serious. Serious.
Like, I'm not making fun of it. I'm definitely not making fun of it. I just find it very humorous, you know, because the facial expressions and shit, I just be like, yo, this shit is crazy. It's crazy. But it's something I do want to learn. Like, I mean, it's something I think everybody should learn.
What, sign language? But,
yeah.
Shit, that shit's hard, bro.
But I believe it's something everybody should learn, you know? If you want to be racist and you want to say some racist shit, say it in sign language.
And then you'll have that one
but then again, your inbred ass is so fucking stupid, it's something you'll never learn. You're probably saying some racist shit about yourself, thinking you're insulting somebody that's actually an intellect that knows sign language. You're like, dude, you're just disrespecting yourself right now. But all right, I'll take that.
That's like when people get the Chinese characters, the tattoos. Say, you don't know what the fuck that says. It could say pig fucker on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
oh, real. No, it says spirituality. And, you know, it really says pig fucker on it, you know. Slut bag, you know. Someone, she gets his little Chinese letters right above her hip and shit, you know. Yeah, it says fucking big ass hoe.
Shit, talking about tattoos now. Shit, did you see that shit that model chick, Amber Rose, did? She tattoos her son's name on her forehead.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she's a fucking idiot.
I was like, wow, that's a person that's probably set for life, because to do some shit like that, you gotta be set for life.
Well, she's a social media influencer, so and she fucks celebrities.
What that is, but all right.
Yeah, it's people who internet famous.
Yeah, I know what they are. I just don't understand the whole I'm a social media influencer. What the fuck are you influencing?
You're influencing stupid young people to do the same stupid shit that you're doing because they want to look cool and be famous.
Dude, you know how much work I put in with my kids to try to get them to understand that these people are doing
dumb shit?
They're making money from doing nothing. And
it's hard. Don't
follow them, be yourself. Yeah, I know.
It's hard.
Trust me, I know, dude.
Because you see these motherfuckers driving around in Maseratis and, you know, living in dope-ass houses, and you're there telling your kids, like, don't grow up to be like them because they're stupid. And the kids
I don't tell my kids don't grow up to that. Like my daughter, she wants to be social media famous, whatever. So I give her the instructions on how to do it.
Basically, but don't sleep with anybody named Little or Tyga or Pump or...
No. See, that shit won't rock because... I'm not the typical parent. I am not the typical... Like, that shit comes into my house, nigga. You going out the door like Jazz in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, nigga.
You can take your little pump ass and fuck up out of here, homie.
Fuck up out of here, nigga. And you really... If you think you about that life, think again. Because you're not.
Oh, all those motherfuckers got little in their name and shit. I was looking at some fucking shit on Facebook where they're like...
But you see how they pump money into stupidity?
Yeah, of course.
They just pump money into ignorance, stupidity. Like, what the fuck is a Tekashi 6ix9ine? What the fuck is that?
I have no idea. But he got bread.
I don't know the fuck if he's a snitch or what. It is what it is. This nigga still walked away with $20+ million and he's a fucking moron.
And he's still making music. He just came out with a new song, like, what, 2 days ago with Nicki Minaj?
That's what I'm saying. And that idiot is pregnant with a child molester that can't go 100 feet within a fucking school. How the fuck is he ever going to take his kid to school?
Who, Nicki Minaj?
Her soon-to-be baby father.
Oh, I didn't even know she was pregnant. No wonder why her titties are so big.
And he's a pedophile. Her brother's a fucking pedophile.
Hold up.
He's in jail.
She got pregnant by Joe Biden?
No, nigga. Joe Biden ain't no pedophile. It's that other nigga that she with, that no, she got married to.
Joe Biden, nigga. Presidential candidate, man.
Oh, Joe Biden. I think you said Joe Button.
No, Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's a pedophile that might be our next president.
Can't do any worse than the guy that's in there now.
Well, the one thing I'll give him is that he's not a pedophile.
We hope.
Oh, I haven't seen anything of him being a pedophile.
Who?
I know he's a fucking...
You haven't seen those videos? This Ooh, motherfucker... Trump. Nah, fucking Joe whatever, Biden.
No. I know Biden. Oh. I'm talking about our president now, Trump. Trump ain't no pedophile that I know of.
Well, he likes grabbing women by the pussy, and he only gets supermodels pregnant, so...
And he said he would sleep with his daughter if it wasn't his daughter. That's some nasty shit to say, bro.
That's some pedophile shit to say. You know what I'm saying?
That's some real nasty shit to say. Like, yo, I can't even look at my kids in that form. Like
That's a whole totally different type of love.
My oldest is growing up and she's developing into a little woman and shit. You know, she got her little body and shit because I'm her father. I live with her. I'm forced to see it. But when she's walking around in her panties and bra in the house, I'm looking up at the fucking ceiling because I don't want to see this shit.
You're not looking at her and going, "Sooey, that shoe looks fine to me."
No, but like in my head, what goes through my head is like, all right, I was a young bull at that age. So these little boys, when they see her and they see her body, I know what they're after. So in my head, it's like, ugh, but. It's just something you got to deal with as a father, you know? That's why I always said I wanted fucking sons. I was like, I need a son.
Yeah, but you know what's the problem with having sons? Is that sons eventually either do one of two things. They either come home with a girl that's pregnant or they come home with a boyfriend. So, like, having a son is no different.
I mean, it is what it is. I have no problem with my child being gay, whatever, gay, straight. It doesn't matter to me. It is what it is. It's their life. They choose what they want. I have to deal with it as a parent. But
well, I always used to say,
I say it like this though. Gay, straight, or what? They still get their hearts broken. Somebody's still having a baby. Somebody's still cheating.
If you have a son and he's gay, nobody's having a baby. That'd be a little hard.
I mean, have a baby, but they could adopt. And
they could adopt.
And they split up, they still have to go through child support.
Yeah, of course.
So it doesn't matter.
At that point, you just hope that your son is the one with the child at least, because then at least he's getting supported. You know what I'm saying?
At least he gets the support, right?
You can only hope. You know what I'm saying? I used to say this, though. Like, before I had kids, I was like, oh, I hope I have sons, because if I ever have daughters, I want all my daughters to be lesbian. And then people be like, oh, that's so wrong to say. Like, why would you say that? Lesbians have a hard time in society and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, it's just because I don't ever want my daughter coming home with some dumbass motherfucker's kid. Yeah. I don't want my daughter to be one of those girls that, you know, hook up with the wrong dude and he has a fucking baby with her and then he dumps her and, like, she's raising that shit by herself. You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%.
If my daughter's 100%. Lesbian, unless her lesbian lover has a cock, there's no way for her to get pregnant. I don't have to worry about that. You know, heartbreak is heartbreak. You're gonna get your heart broken one way or another in your life.
That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't really matter what they turn out to be.
I'd prefer her to be lesbian because I don't have to worry about her getting at least pregnant. That's one thing I don't have to worry about.
Both my daughters came out straight, so I'm fucked.
Well, a lot of times girls don't turn lesbian until after college, man.
This is true.
That's when they start experimenting and shit. They're like, yes, I do want to learn how to smoke marijuana. Oh, yes, I do want to kiss that girl. Oh, I do like Katy Perry songs all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying?
My oldest is 15. I asked her, I was like, you want to smoke with me? She was like, no, I don't want to do that. I was like, all right, cool. But she knows. If you ask her, she'll say, if I ever do it, I'm going to do it with my dad. She'll let you know.
She wants to have that father-daughter bonding, you know? Got to do that father-daughter bonding.
You guys are making noise out there, so I have to come in here.
They were like, because we heard you talking about us. Now?
Give me like 10
minutes. We're almost done. Yeah, we're almost done. Got like an hour and 30 in.
Like, my daughter has a little boyfriend, and I know they'd probably be kissing and shit when they're alone, of course. As far as I know, she hasn't had sex. And I hope it stays that way for a long time. But well, my wife...
That's when you got to tell your wife, like, yo, the condoms are right there.
They would never tell me, because...
Yeah, that's why you got to always make sure that your wife knows where the condoms are so she could give them to your daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the funny shit. My daughter had her thing in school. This is before coronavirus. I think it was like health class or I don't know what fucking class it was, sex ed or whatever. And she came home with a bag full of condoms. I done ran through them already. But she was like, hey, mommy, I don't have no use for this. And we was like, what? She was like, I have no plans on having sex right now. I said, okay, cool. Give me, I'll use them.
Well, no one ever plans on having sex.
Yeah, I know.
I know girls want that first time to be special and with that special someone. But at the end of the day, we know niggas haven't changed much since we've been little kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, anything that's a little dark and, you know what I'm saying? you can have sex in the back of an alleyway, a hallway, inside a school, inside a closet, in the backseat of a car, inside a movie theater, inside the bus. I'm like Dr. Seuss of sex.
See, but the thing is, too, I truly believe when she decides that she's ready to have sex, I think she will be very, very cautious about it with protection and all that, because she's growing up with cousins, little cousins, babies, like my brother's kids, my sister's kids, and she's seeing, she's like, because she said it, she's like, I don't know if I want kids.
Yeah.
She's blatantly said it. I don't know if I want kids.
Well,
she says, I love them because she loves being around her cousins. She loves taking care. She's very maternal. She has that in her. But she's like, I don't know if I want the responsibility of having to be with them all day. I was like, hey, each his own.
Yep. I was the same way, though. Shit, growing up until Pam got pregnant, I was like, I don't want to have any kids. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think I was responsible enough to be a parent.
I mean, I don't want this to sound wrong, but I've always liked kids. So I always told myself I wanted kids because I've always liked kids. I like playing with them. I like doing shit with them. That's why me, with my two daughters, I never had that quarrel with people. Be like, yo, I'm stuck with my kids. Yo, I can't. No, I don't give a fuck. I'll be like, yo, you growing up, peace. I'm going to stay home with the girls. Because my daughters were fun to be around. They were never obnoxious, none of this shit. They always like, hey, Dad, what we doing? We going to do this? All right, fuck it, let's do it.
You got it. And plus, with daughters, you have to enjoy it for as long as it lasts. Because eventually they're going to come home one day and they're going to be like, Dad, this is so-and-so. We're getting married and I'm out. And you'll be like, no, they're gone forever. See, with boys, it's easy. When boys turn 18, they basically look at you in your face and they're like, you know what, Dad? I'm 18. I don't need you no more. I'm out this bitch. Yeah. Fuck you, motherfucker. And then you just sit there and you do everything you can not to punch him in the face. And you smile. Yeah. You laugh. And as they're walking out the door, you look at your wife and you say, oh, I'll give him six to eight months.
See, it's different, though, because it's also how you raise them, like how you raise your two sons, right?
Yeah.
The niggas fear you, but they respect you at the same time. Am I wrong?
I would like to think so.
Yeah, exactly. And they would never disrespect you because they know who you are,
boys, you know, that I think it's like a part of growing up, like when you're, because like, you probably don't even remember, but I'm sure like there was a certain point in your life where you felt like, yo, I'm a fucking man now. And you weren't yet.
Oh, yeah, of course. I remember those. I think I remember the day I said that shit to myself.
The day you let those balls drop and you fucking, you know, because I think all men do this, or at some point in life, all boys, I should say, do it. That they go up to whoever parent or parents that raised them and they look at that parent and they say, yeah, I don't need y'all motherfuckers no more. I'm on my own. I'm out. Fuck this shit. I'm not following your rules. I'm out. All men do that shit at some point.
I did it.
And then six months later.
You crawling back.
No, you don't crawl. You don't crawl.
Take me back.
No, you don't crawl. 6 months later, you're somewhere fucked up, high as shit or drunk as fuck or somewhere in maybe prison, and you're there calling your mom, and you're like, Ma, I just want to come back. I'm sorry. I want to come back. I'm so sorry. I'm so stupid. Don't tell Dad.
God, is there one thing I've never done? The one thing I can honestly say, Ray, that I've never done, I've never disrespected my parents. I've never cursed at them, said, I don't need you. I don't need, nah. That, those words never came out of my mouth because my father was one of those fathers that was about it. This nigga will rock you if you think you are a man. You want to see how much of a man you really are.
I think my father was like that too, but I wasn't raised by him, so.
Yeah.
From the stories I heard.
My mom was a softie up until about, I was about 14. And then, I don't know, she just got fucking gangsta out of nowhere. Like, my mom, I used to walk all over my mom, do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. And then all of a sudden, my mom did a 180, and she just became fucking gangsta. I was like, you know, this woman started hitting me late in life. Yo, what the fuck? You supposed to beat my ass when I was a kid.
She was like, nah, fuck that. You going to learn today, little nigga.
Now you want to whoop my ass?
She was like, lights out, nigga.
Yeah. And I never realized how hard my mother hit because she punched me in my face one time. And I was like, oh, shit, she hit hard.
She fucking cold cocked you?
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, she hit hard. I was like, all right. But the thing is, like, when my father used to hit me and shit, I'm not that child that would hit my father back. I used to just stand there, take his hits, then go to the fucking room, watch TV, and be in pain for like 2-3 days, you know? But my parents never hit me to hit me. My parents hit me because I did stupid shit.
Which is probably every day.
My father was never the type to, oh, you're disrespecting me. Bop, bop, bop. No, it's keep on build up, because I'm going to give you a chance to think about what you're doing before I whoop your ass.
That's funny. Well, I grew up with a stepfather. He used to use me like a fucking pinata and shit.
I know, you told me.
That motherfucker was tall as fuck. Motherfucker was like 6'3". I was like 3'10". 10 pounds wet. I come home and he'd be like, the school called. And I'm like, okay. Is there something you want to tell me? I'm like, I don't know. What did the school tell you? I don't know how much the school told you. I don't remember doing anything today. And he said, you didn't do your homework. I'm like, oh, shit. They said I didn't do my homework. Oh, fuck. Go take a shower. Go take a shower. It's only 3:30 in the afternoon. What the fuck am I going to take a shower now for?
Whoop your ass in the shower.
He used to whip that ass in the shower, nigga.
My dad used to fucking extension cord. He used a spatula.
That was my mom.
And
yeah.
And the worst Halloween costume I ever got was to be a ninja. What was that for? Because he beat me with the plastic ninja sword.
Yeah. I used to play a lot of baseball as a kid, so I had nothing but a bunch of wiffle bats in my house.
Oh, shit.
And back in the day, you know, depending on what type of wiffle game you were playing, you know, you had the spike bats that had, like, rocks and sticks and newspaper and shit.
Yeah.
And then everything had the electrical tape on it. I had all these shits. I used to have my shit hooked up. And, yeah, I realized I can't have those in my house because my mom used to beat the shit out of me with those things. And that shit would hurt, bro. I'm talking about a plastic stick filled with rocks and sticks. The shit weighs like 10 pounds. And she's using that shit against you and shit.
And that's the thing. Like I'm 39 years old right now, right? I go to my mother's house and I say some stupid shit. My mother still slaps me. She's like, don't say that. I'm like, oh, shit. And in my head, I'm like, I'm 40 years old. This is fuck. I want to. I guess I can't say what the fuck I want to say in this house.
Yeah. Don't care how old you get. Shit, sometimes when, like during the holidays with me and my brothers, because I'm the oldest of four, we all be getting on the holidays and shit, and we be talking about the stuff like that we used to have to go through and shit. And my mom's be like, I don't remember that shit. That shit never happened.
Like, fucking lying ass. You remember it, woman?
Like my brother Ryan, we always make fun of him, like even to this day, because as a little kid, he'd always get like in trouble. And he would always, like, I swear to God, he would get, like, his ass whooped at least once a month. And it was always, like, right around a holiday. So we always make fun of him saying, like, oh, it's almost Christmas. Like, it's almost time for Ryan to get his holiday ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we come home. I come home from hanging out with my friends, and my brother Ellie would come out, and he'd be like, "Oh, Ryan's getting hit," and you could hear him crying and getting spanked or whatever. And I'd run over to the calendar. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, look, it's Yom Kippur." You know what I'm saying? It did it. My mom wasn't racist. My mom didn't give a fuck what holiday it was. Martin Luther King Day? Ass whooping.
Nigga, to this day, because my brother moved back in with my mom's when him and his wife divorced, right? He moved back in with my mom for the time being. And my mom, you cannot wear shoes in her house. As soon as you come into the house, you have to take your shoes off there. And then you can walk through the house. No shoes. You
can't have any shit.
Walk into her house.
Can't be having nobody come with stinky ass feet.
Not. Like, to this day, we still act like we're fucking five with each other. This motherfucker will pull out his camera phone and, like, say I have my shoes on and I just need to run to the room to get something and then run back outside. I won't take my shoes off. This motherfucker will record me running through the house with my shoes on. And he'd be like, "Yo, man, look what I did."
Motherfucking tattletale and shit.
nigga snitching on me. And then he's 37. He goes, "I don't give a fuck." Mom said, "No shoes." She means no shoes.
I'd be ratting that nigga out. I'd be recording him recording me. Be like, "Yo, I'm putting this shit out under."
He follows my mother's rule, because that's one thing my mother is very strict about, is that no shoes in her house. She's 100% strict about that shit. And ever since this whole corona shit, my girl got fucking real strict about that shit too. And I'm like, "Yo, come on, man."
Yeah, you know when that shit's gonna stop? When you have that one person come over the house with some stank ass feet, and your wife is gonna be like, "Nah, fucking tell that motherfucker put shoes back on."
I ain't gonna say his name, but my homie, my brother, we grew up together. That nigga got stanky ass feet. So when that nigga come over, we're like, "Nigga, you leave those shoes on."
You got special slippers for that nigga. You gotta get him the fucking those foam socks and stuff with the little rubber thing on the bottom so he can't slip.
Now you seen that shit that they sell? Now you just press down with your feet and it. And it's like a shower cap thing for your feet.
Yeah, it's in that. You guys got to get that shit.
It's like, yeah. But that nigga, he always keeps his shoes on no matter where he goes. Yo, do not take your shoes off.
All right, homie. Think it's about that time?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is another episode today of NYNJ Real Talk with Ray.
And Rob. And we out of here.
And we are out. Peace.